Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
How are you doing out there in listener land?
Why do you always ask when you know you don't care?
It's not that I you're right, but like, it's just a pleasant thing to do. I was raised right.
You were.
I'm doing like a head bob thing.
You are.
You know I love my physical comedy on an audio podcast.
That's true. You absolutely do.
That's right. Mama didn't raise no fool.
Well.
Mama raised sort of kind of a fool.
Right. She raised you right, but also a fool.
I think she's made peace with it.
Yeah. She seemed very nice when I met her.
Yeah. I mean, my father hasn't reported any crying herself to sleep, so that's good.
That is good.
Yeah.
That's good.
He cries himself to sleep, though.
Right. She reports that.
Yeah, yeah. It's this weird twist in the whole thing.
Right.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. You're doing the best with what you got.
It's good to get these emotions out, people. You shouldn't leave them in.
No, especially not now. Like, I mean, you got plenty of social distancing to do. You just yell. Just yell. Because people are six feet away. You're just, That's what you got to do.
I like it.
Yep.
There's some physical comedy, people.
Absolutely. I had to make a face to do that yell.
It was a good face.
Ah,
there it is.
Yep, I got to do that face. Man. Yeah. Can't just make that yell without that face.
No, you need the... Man.
Yep.
Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Alrighty, let's do it.
How about 1998?
That was a year.
Yes, it was. I watched The Mask of Zorro.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep, I watched it in 420 blazes.
Sam!
IMDb minutes on this one, 2 hours and 16 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Minutes, genre, action adventure.
I love a good adventure movie.
Yes, they're a lot of fun. Directed by Martin Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Starring... Antonio Banderas.
Beautiful man.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Beautiful woman.
Anthony Hopkins.
Just beautiful.
Yes, absolutely. The summary for this film is a young thief seeking revenge for his brother is trained by the once great but now aged Zorro, who also pursues vengeance of his own.
I remember loving this movie. I haven't watched this in such a long time.
That's why I wanted to watch it.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those. I remember loving it, though.
Me and Tim will keep, obviously keep running a list of what movies we watch so we know if one or the other has watched something first. And I'll often, if I put a movie on that I've seen that I know, I can recall it, I will put rewatch next to it in parentheses on my list because I know it's a movie I've seen before. I'm just going back to revisit for whatever reason. It's none of your fucking business.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And this one I did not put rewatch next to because it had been so long since I saw it that I can't quite remember if I'd watched the whole thing because when I was a kid, I'd just get excited by it and go run off and pretend, like swing a stick around and pretend I was sword fighting. So
all those Z's and all those shirts.
Yes, absolutely. Wearing a hat and a mask, running around.
Scaring the mailman.
Absolutely.
Jumping out of bushes.
Yeah, trying to smack him with a stick.
Like, this kid's crazy.
Yeah. What are you doing? I am Zorro.
It's like, I don't want to go here anymore.
So my thoughts on this movie are hopefully positive.
Hopefully.
I think the visuals, the soundtrack, and the acting all gel really nicely together.
Good.
It's a lot of fun. It balances serious but theatrical really well. Like, it goes big, but it also reels it in at times to make it more serious. Like, the villains can get a little bombastic and mustache twirly, but it manages to pull everything back in for them to have actual, like, seemingly reasonable motivations and not just be like, we're tying her to the train tracks because... Mwah.
Well, Zorro's sort of kind of pulpy.
Yes.
He's like, he's in there, but he's like not your typical pulp character.
Right, because he's a foreign pulp character, so he doesn't quite fit that mold of like the Americana, like the Shadow.
Right.
The Phantom and stuff like that.
I love me some Phantom.
Oh, me too. That's a movie that's fucking terrible. I have a huge soft spot for.
I'll have to watch it then.
The Billy Zane Phantom?
The Billy Zane one. I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing.
Oh my goodness. I have such a soft spot.
Well, I have a soft spot for Billy Zane. So I don't
know. Yes. Good friend of the podcast, Billy Zane.
What's up, Billiam?
He's great in that movie. And fucking Treat Williams as the bad guy in that movie is so good.
This was an early Catherine Zeta-Jones, right?
It was. This was an early her and Banderas crossing over, like, ultra-sexy time.
It was.
They were two very, very attractive people at this point in time.
I'm going to have to watch my favorite Antonio Banderas movie soon.
Is it Desperado?
I love that movie. You know, I have to rethink this now that you've said it.
Yep.
I have a guilty pleasure.
Okay, what's Antonio? Your guilty pleasure?
It's Assassins.
Oh, okay. All right. Your favorite should be Desperado, though.
Desperado's so good.
Oh, love Desperado.
You ever watch Desperado after watching El Mariachi?
Of course.
It's just so night and day.
It is.
But I respect it.
All three of those movies are completely different.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, what was Robert Rodriguez on?
Something.
Yeah, something great. But this movie also fantastic. It's just such a good time. Like, you can't watch this movie and not just be smiling during the whole thing. I just had so much fun watching it. And I did this one of those, this was one of those Netflix party app kind of things. And I did that. It was a ton of fun. We just had a blast watching it. I think Sam enjoyed it, if I recall correctly, despite the fact it was the Devil's Month 420.
Yeah, blaze it.
But yeah, I think it was.
Handles is that the devil's doing? The devil's involved?
Yes.
Okay.
The devil's lettuce, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, it handles that like big, but also kind of grounds it all really adeptly. I think Martin Campbell's good at that, though. He did a lot of, like, he did GoldenEye and a lot of the Bond films of that era. So he was kind of like, he was the guy to go to for these action pictures at the time.
Oh, rest in peace, Sean Connery. You reminded
Seriously.
Me of that.
Yeah.
That's sad.
IMDb, 6.7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 73 critics, 82%.
Well, that's good.
Audience, 375,314, 73%.
That's really good.
Yes. I gave it a 7.5 good. Out of 10. So totally worth revisiting if you feel like watching it.
That's fantastic. That's what I was hoping for. Something in that range.
Holds up pretty well. Not a little problematic here and there, but not terribly so.
Yeah, I just remember it. I just, every time it gets brought up, people are like, I remember loving that. I'm like, I also remember loving that. It's got to be something to it. Yep. Max confirmed it.
Yep, confirmed. Pretty cool.
So my first movie is actually from a series of movies.
This is the first movie you ever watched?
It's the first movie I ever saw, despite it coming out in 2019.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was faking it up until now.
Wow, impressive.
Yeah, I have a good faking it face. Did you like that?
Now I'm insulted, because now I think you were just faking it the whole time.
Max, nobody's ever won my love by pretending to be my wife.
Oh, okay.
But you do a good job. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This movie is called Pilgrim.
Pilgrim.
It's not that kind of Pilgrim. this is from a Hulu series called Into the Dark.
Okay.
So this might be a little weird for me to put on our IMDb list because I think it's under Into the Dark.
Okay.
But it was individually on Hulu, and I watched it because I said, this will probably land around Thanksgiving. It's the only reason I watched it.
Hmm.
And it has cool art, the box art for it, you know?
Pilgrim.
Well, you better reconsider, Pilgrim. This movie, I'm not going to do it. IMDb minutes, 1 hour, 30 minutes. That would be a shit show. 1 hour, 30 minutes, the perfect time. Genre, horror thriller,
mm-hmm.
directed by Marcus Dunstan.
Okay.
Starring Rainn Edwards, Kerr Smith, and Courtney Hengeler. Your IMDb summary. A woman invites reenactors to produce an authentic first Thanksgiving for her family and friends. However, things take an unexpected turn when the actors refuse to break character.
Oh, interesting.
It's actually a pretty fun movie. It's got some clunkiness to it, but I think it's pretty fun, which is funny because my scores don't really reflect that.
I was wondering where I knew the name Marcus Dunstan from. He wrote The Collector, The Collection, and Feast.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I was like, why do I know that name? Apparently a couple of the Saw movies, too.
Nice. Well, that's something, right?
Yeah.
You're like, all the ones I don't like.
That sounds very familiar.
You're like, all the ones I don't like.
Well, you know how I feel about Saul.
Your main pilgrim is Peter Giles.
Okay.
Giles. And important side note, he voices Moon Knight in the newest Spider-Man cartoon.
Ooh.
It doesn't have anything to do with anything other than I like this guy and I like Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn important.
My bullet points. This has pacing issues, which is a shame because it's not actually that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Strong performances from the pilgrim actors especially. There is a lead male and female pilgrim and they are terrifying, especially the woman whose name I'm not sure which actor this is. She was so good.
Nice.
She was just terrifying. She was like the Jason kind of character where it's like, I thought they took care of her. No, she's back. She's got blood everywhere.
Oh, that's sweet.
And she's just back with an axe and terrible.
That's rad.
It's creepy and uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable because they don't break character at all. And they're like talking about how like all the awful things that happened. It's like, well, we came over and we killed all the Indians. And we're like, we're doing that and this. And they like set up shop. They build like little... like a shed kind of thing in their backyard, and that's where the guy's staying.
Huh.
More and more pilgrims slowly start showing up.
It's like super method.
It feels like they invited a cult into their house.
That's
and it's,
fun.
And you are uncomfortable the whole time. And then things just go insane.
Nice.
It's on Hulu. Like I said, it's part of a series. And I only watched it because Thanksgiving soon. And I didn't watch any of the other movies in this series, but there's a bunch of them.
Cool.
So if you want to see them, they're all on Hulu. I think there's two seasons of like 13 movies per season.
Wow.
They're all horror-based or thriller-based. So this one, it's okay.
Okay.
But just that pace.
You're coming for the performance.
It sucks for me to give it the score I'm about to give it because I think there was such good performances by the Pilgrim characters. They were so believable. It's like, all right, everybody else sucks. Like, but I just don't care.
It's like when you go to a restaurant, you have a really nice server, and like the food sucks, the place is kind of a dump. It's like all those things matter.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you go, how was your time at the restaurant? It sucked. But, and that's what I feel like you got
but
here.
But Kevin was good.
Yeah, the server was good, right?
He gave me breadsticks.
He was really attentive.
Yeah. He didn't even check his phone once.
No.
IMDb gives us a 5.7. Rotten Tomato critics gave it an 83%, and that is 12 critics. Mm-hmm. I thought that was high. Mm-hmm. The audience, no one from Rotten Tomatoes audience has watched this movie.
Wow.
Which is interesting if there's 12 critical reviews. I gave it a 4.0, and almost all of that 4.0 are the Pilgrim actors. All of them. There's like 70 of them. They're all great.
Nice.
They were all perfect. Fantastic. It's the regular people I was like, I'm not rooting for them. I hope they kill you. I hope they kill all of you.
Okay.
That's about it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I got a movie.
Do you?
Yeah, it's from 2017, but it's 1922.
Oh my God, not this again.
Yep.
Didn't we do this before? No.
Yep, nope. Blaze It, 420. That's when I watched it. Yep.
Yes, Sam.
1 hour, 41 minutes.
Sam.
It is a horror film.
Sam.
It stars the fantastic Thomas Jane, Molly Parker, and Dylan Schmid, who all did a serviceable job as well.
I do love me some Thomas Jane.
Me too. Summary of this movie is a rancher conspires to murder his wife for financial gain and convinces his teenage son to participate.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So this is based on a Stephen King short.
And now it instantly makes sense.
Yep. And it is set back in the day.
Is there a cornfield?
There is. Nice. He's a rancher. He's got a farm. And
is it the same set that they used on the other one?
Might be.
That's funny.
And they get into a point where the wife wants to get a divorce. This is really early on in time. So this was like, oh, you can't get divorced. So the husband decides that instead of a divorce, I'm going to murder you and throw you down the well is a more appropriate response. So that's what he does.
Wow. That's adding some flavor to your water, I guess.
That's right.
Weird.
It really, I think, is successful at showing how somebody can just be destroyed by guilt and regret. I think Thomas Jane does an awesome job of coming really slowly and not over the top unhinged. Like, he just does a nice job of things, just like the seams start to wear and start to break as the movie goes. It's really good. There's a lot of obviously supernatural elements with King being an adaptation of one of his shorts that I think work pretty well. There's some pretty legitimately scary moments in here that are pretty neat. Overall, it's a little cliche.
Okay.
I mean, you've read the summary and it's like, oh, it's one of those kind of movies. Like, it doesn't, the log line doesn't help it too much, but it is pretty good. It's not something that I would like immediately go rewatch. It's pretty hard to digest, a pretty heavy film, but it was good. Like, it was a fun watch in terms of being successful at that kind of like, you kind of stand back and you just have like this cringe festival for, you know, an hour and 41 minutes.
Oh boy.
But for good cringe.
Good cringe.
Good cringe.
Tommy Jane, my good cringe.
Yes. It is. IMDb claims to give this a 6.3. I believe them because generally they back it up.
Yeah, that's
going to look it online and you see that it's
and
there.
And it's there, yeah.
Yep. Rotten Tomatoes critics. 43 critics give this a 91%.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. Which surprised me quite a bit. And it's going to surprise you even more when I tell you that 1,822 audience members gave it a 57%.
Yeah, that does surprise me. That actually surprises me less.
That is a big, big, big valley. I was surprised to see that big of a difference there.
Yeah.
6.3, kind of the, not even really the middle. Like, the middle would have to be closer into the sevens.
Right.
To get in between there, but the audience so low there. I give it a 6.5.
Okay. I think people are hypercritical of Stephen King adaptations.
I think so.
And I think some of them are good and some of them are bad. And I think it comes back down to like, hey, you want to be in a Stephen King thing? Of course I do.
Yeah.
It might be I don't care. I'm in a Stephen, you know, so it seems like it's a decent movie. I mean,
yeah.
Thomas Jane.
Way
amazing.
More successful than it was a failure, unlike some of the other ones we talked about last episode.
Right.
I think that this one is overall very successful. It's just not something it's not something you haven't seen before, per se. It's just taking elements and kind of mixing them together. But I think you really kind of are signing up for Thomas Jane's performance.
That sounds fair.
Yeah.
Is he your favorite Punisher?
No, I don't think so. I think Ray Stevenson's my favorite.
I know
Punisher.
You love Ray Stevens. I know you love him. He looked
the
part.
Yours is.
You damn right you do. You damn right you do.
And it ain't Thomas Jane.
It's not. It's Dolph. I gotta watch that. That's one that has to get on.
I'm stunned you haven't yet.
You know what? I keep saying that too, but it's like, it's always like late at night. I'm like, all right, finally everybody went to bed so I can watch like whatever I want. And I'm like, oh, I got, and then I find something stupid and here we are.
Time Cop 7.
Time Cop 7? Wow.
I go back and revisit The Punisher with 7 Time Cops I gotta watch.
Wait a minute, is this just scenes from the first Time Cop?
You're
again?
Damn right it is.
Because they went back in time?
Sometimes they're in black and white.
Oh my goodness. The 1932 Time Cop set. All right. Well, one more for me, buddy, and then we'll get on out of here.
Okay.
My final movie is Father's Day.
Ooh.
Father's Day from 2011. I watched this on August 19th of 2020.
This is your boys.
These are my boys.
Yep.
IMDb minutes, 1 hour, 39 minutes. A little long, guys. It's not the first I remember. Genre, action, comedy, horror. Directed by Astron 6.
Yeah, this is the first movie I saw by them.
Is it?
Yes, I saw this way before Manborg, because nice. Troma put it out.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
Right, this was done with the assistance of Troma.
Yep.
Starring Adam Brooks, Matthew Kennedy, Connor Sweeney, and many more.
Mm-hmm.
Your IMDb summary, a murderer, a priest, and a delinquent try to bring down a father-killing madman.
Yep.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
My bullet points, Astron 6!
Yep.
Pretty much what I said when I was like, oh, right, this was them.
Yes. Early them.
Early them.
Yeah. Pre-Manborg.
Pre-Manborg. All things, that's much like my life. Things pre-Manborg and things after Manborg.
Pretty much, yeah.
Very different type of life after seeing Manborg. It's a nice twist on kind of like the weird rape revenge kind of story where it's like there's a guy who is murdering and raping fathers.
Yeah.
It's a and it's like, it sounds weird to say because you never see movies like that.
Correct.
It's always objectifying the women and whatnot.
Yep.
But this is actually a really refresh. It's weird.
It is.
It's weird how they put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, that's on purpose. But like, yeah, why not do a movie from the other side of what you usually see? I liked it.
Totally agree.
It gets weird, especially in the later half.
Oh yeah.
It gets quite weird.
Yep.
Ways you will not expect. And I loved it. But I love weird stuff, so
do.
I don't know if everybody's going to love this.
These two filmmakers are definitely up your alley.
And my final note, they would go on to better things like Manborg.
Yes.
So this is just so all over the place. This is homaging kind of like a little bit of the 70s stuff. This is kind of talking about just like the action movie stuff. It's all over the place.
But you can tell, I think it comes from a place of they like it and like it meant something to them.
Yes.
Those two crazy Canadians.
They're so crazy.
They are.
Matthew Kennedy does a really solid job. I think he was fantastic.
Especially for the material he was given and the dialogue he had to read.
Yeah. Man, some of that dialogue.
Yeah.
Quite interesting. I was really torn on what to rate this movie, because you know I love them.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean I love everything they do.
Right, you don't have
to. And this can't be Manborg.
No, and
Manborg
it's not.
Is the top. You can argue BioCop. I consider them the same.
All right,
same.
If we're considering the same, then yes,
they're,
I agree with you.
They're the same thing. They're the same thing.
Okay, then I agree with you.
Look, one was a full movie.
Right.
Made for the ever elusive $1,000.
Unbelievable.
The other is a trailer made for probably similar amount of money.
Oh my God, that movie's so, that trailer.
Come on, Astron 6, get on it.
That trailer's so good.
I love it. We should watch it.
Oh, BioCop.
Please, why don't I? The Twitter, the BioCop Twitter. I can't say it enough. Please read it. It's great. And you can just sit there and you're like, wow, I've scrolled all the way back to 2015. And I still love it. Like, you're still going. IMDb gave this a 5.9.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten Tomato critics, 10 of them, gave it 80%.
Okay.
The audience on Rotten Tomatoes, 347 people, gave it 62%.
Which for a Troma movie is outrageous, by the way.
It absolutely is. But like, it's like kind of a Troma, but not a Troma.
It's their distribution.
It's one of those.
Like Surf Nazis Must Die and stuff like that, yeah.
I gave it a 6.
I think that's fair.
It's gonna,
more enjoyable than it is unenjoyable.
Right. I love how original it is. I love how gross it gets at times.
Yep.
There is some gross, murderous stuff that will happen.
Yep.
So be advised that there is a gore factor here.
Yeah.
But it just gets so weird, and like, you can't predict it. You can't predict half the things that happen, and you appreciate that. So I think it was a decent movie. But again, not for everybody.
Yeah, I concur.
Well, that's it. Go home. Go run home now. Go on. Get out of here, you.
Goodbye.